Thank you, Father, for this chance to open your word of the living truth once again. And we thank you how the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the very soul and spirit. Father, we look to the word as the word is called the lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path. And we trust that it truly is. Father, we pray for those listening that may not know Christ, that they might see their need of Christ, and that they might, by your Spirit, turn to thee. We pray in Christ's name for your guidance today. In Christ's name. Amen. John chapter 3, we're in this little series, if you will, on the man that came to Jesus by night, Nicodemus. We've been looking at John 3, and we find ourselves at chapter 3, verse 5. You remember, Jesus had just answered Nicodemus when he was stumbling over the very statement of, you must be born again. Nicodemus was thinking of the natural sense of being born from the mother's womb. How can this be? How can you do that twice? But the Lord was speaking of being born again, being a spiritual rebirth. And we see here that in verse 5, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Let's look a little bit at this phrase here. Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. You know, before he said, except a man be born again. So what does this mean by being born of water and of the Spirit? Turn, if you will, to 1 Peter. And we'd like to look a little bit at chapter 1. And in chapter 1 of 1 Peter, the scripture tells us, for as much ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Well, it goes on in 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So here we see that you're born again by the word of God. So we see the word of God, as we could turn now also to the book of Titus. Turn there to Titus chapter 3, verse 4. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs together according to the hope of eternal life. So notice there, Paul told this one Titus that it wasn't by works of righteousness which we have done. Just like the Lord was telling Nicodemus in John 3, that you may be a ruler of the Jews, but you know not what I'm speaking of. A good moral person Nicodemus was, a religious leader even, but he wasn't born again. So Paul is telling Titus here, it's not by our works that we've done, but it's according to his mercy. And it says here that it's by the washing of regeneration. That says is the labor in the Old Testament. We think of washing. Regeneration means born again. We're washed by the water of his word. And also, it says, and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. So back in John 3, when we're speaking there of being born of the water and the Spirit, it means by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. You know, when you're in 1 Peter, which I just read a minute ago, chapter 1, verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, by the Word of God. Well, the scripture tells us, the Lord said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. The word of God, along with the spirit of God, is what we might call the parents of a person's salvation, in the sense of it takes the man and the woman to produce a child. We think of how the Word of God and the Spirit of God together, as the Spirit of God convicts the soul, and how the Word of God, the Scripture says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God and the Spirit of God works together to bring a lost soul to the person of Christ. So when we say here that you must be born by the water and by the Spirit, it means simply the Word of God and the convicting Spirit of God that brings a person to know Christ. Well, in 1 Peter 1:23, when it says being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God is incorruptible. We see that when you're born again, you're of incorruptible seed. Verse 24, therefore all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. I would ask today, would you not have a surety, confidence in the living Word of God, which abideth forever? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. By which means today, you're hearing the very Word of God. And because of that, there will be no excuse before a holy and righteous God to say, I never knew the way of salvation. You would have to think back of how at least this very one time in your life that the Word of God was open to you, that you must be born again by the Word of God, and by the Spirit of God. And as we also read in 1 Peter, that when we're reminded here that we've been redeemed, that is, bought, purchased by God, not with things that are corruptible such as silver and gold, but we've been bought by the very blood of Christ. He shed his precious and innocent blood for us who have corruptible and guilty blood. We are born sinners, yet here the one who had the very innocent and precious blood there upon the cross was shed for you and I. So as we go back to John chapter 3, Nicodemus, again, he was told first, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then he said to Nicodemus, the Lord said, except a man be born of the word or of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So you will not see the kingdom of God, nor will you enter the kingdom of God, except you're regenerated, except you be born again. Of course, Nicodemus here is marveling over these things. We see in verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again, or born from above. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Well, let's think of a passage back in Ecclesiastes in chapter 11, verse 4. Here it describes the wind. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 4. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. And thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is a child. Even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. Here we talk about the wind as a illustration of the Spirit of God. We cannot literally see the Spirit. We literally do not see the wind. Now, we might see the leaves and all the things that are blown about by the wind. We see the damage of a hurricane and all the debris blowing to and fro, but the wind itself, so much of the time when you're sitting out there and it's even a cool summer breeze, you don't literally see the wind. You see the effects of the wind. Think of the Spirit of God. We don't see the Spirit of God itself, but we see the effects of what the Spirit of God has done. When it convicts the soul of their need for Christ, and that soul turns to Christ, repents, and is born again, well, we see the results. We see the results being a new creature in Christ. We see the results of it now being a good tree where it would bear good fruit. We see the results of the Spirit. So when Nicodemus in John 3 was being told, you must be born again, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Spirit of God is part of the, it's one of the personalities of the one true Godhead. There's one God. We see the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the three personalities of the true one Godhead. And here the Spirit of God and its work deals with lost souls, pointing them to Christ, the Son, the one who left glory, who became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, doing the perfect will of the Father in heaven. So we see here the blind inquiry of Nicodemus continues on. But if you remember in John 7 and in John 19, it speaks of Nicodemus as the one that came to Jesus by night, now one of them. So in connection with what we read in John 3, the blind inquiry of Nicodemus, well, let's not lose faith. Let's not lose faith and think, oh, poor Nicodemus, he was so blind. By the results of what he was told by the Lord in John 3, he is called one of them. Later in the book of John, he was regenerated. He was born again, for he was there with the Lord after his death, there at his burial, one of the righteous ones that saw fit to have a proper burial. Yet then the Lord Jesus Christ rose again on the third day, showing that he truly was who he claimed to be, and he did what he came to do. As the Word of God had said in prophecy in the Old Testament, that this one, the Messiah, the Anointed One, would be rejected of men and despised, that he would lay down his life for the sin of the world. And as he told the people there at that temple when he cleansed the temple, then he spoke of his body and he said, I will, when you tear down this body, in 3 days I will rise it up again. And they said, well, it took 46 years to build this temple. Well, he was speaking of his body, the temple of his body, of how when it would be crucified on that cross, that he would raise it up again the third day, speaking of his resurrection. So this one, Nicodemus, would come to know Christ as his Savior. Yet we see here it appears to be a blind inquiry, but yet it produced life in this man, Nicodemus. Verse 9, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? And it goes on, as we alluded to in previous weeks, Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not. How shall ye believe But I tell you of heavenly things, and no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. The Lord Jesus makes it clear, as a great illustration here in closing, is that man's religion all throughout the world and through time, man's religion is man trying to go to heaven on his own terms, on man's terms. The Lord said here that no man has ascended up to heaven. The contrast of man trying to get to heaven on his own terms is what we read in verse 12 or 13. It says, but he that came down from heaven. That is true religion. That is true spiritual answers. Christ came down from heaven to save man. Man cannot ascend up to heaven without being born again. This is Mike Moody with the Two Roads, the Two Destinies Radio Ministry. Join us next week. Thank you.